I want to take the opportunity to share with you on a subject that I've entitled The Perfect Law of Liberty. The Perfect Law of Liberty. But it's really talking about the fundamentals of faith, and I was trying to decide, do you call it the fundamentals of faith or do you call it the perfect law of liberty? So I thought I'll just call it both. Because a few weeks back, Jeremy Pearsons was busy preaching on this particular subject, and there was something that really stirred in what he said that began to really take me down a rabbit track and a direction that I really wanted to share with you this morning in anticipation for next week and for what's to come. Now, there is so much inside of us that over the next week, we're going to be releasing it each and every day, so you want to be a part of that. Hundreds of people over, I was just looking over Facebook, have been touched already this morning. It's absolutely amazing what has been happening through the networks around the world. But this is what Jeremy was sharing about, and he was talking from a United States context about something called the Super Bowl. Now, I don't know how many of you know about the Super Bowl, but let's just call it the World Cup Rugby, or the World Cup Soccer, to put it in perspective. The Super Bowl is a football world championship that takes place in America. It's called the World Series. But when you watch the game, what you're actually watching is you're watching what I term masters of the game at play. When you watch the Rugby World Cup or the Soccer World Cup, it would be the same thing. It would be masters of the game at play. But think about it. The game is actually the same game, whether it's rugby, whether it's soccer, whether it's football, whether it's cricket, whichever country, whatever sport you're watching, professionals play the game. The game is exactly the same, whether it is played by a little league, a junior group of kids, or whether it's played by the world champions. The game is the same. Think about it. You can be 10 years old or you can be the best of the best. The game is still the same. How did they become the best? How did they come from that age of being a 10-year-old to being the best? Well, I've got an answer for you. One word: practice. Yeah, but what else? Second word: practice. Well, Pastor, well, what else? Well, a third word: practice. Let's be honest. The more you practice, the better you become. One day someone was talking to Gary Player, our old world champion golfer. They said, Gary, you're one of the luckiest guys on the earth. What did he say? He said to them, he said, understand, the more I practice, the luckier I become. Because it's all wrapped up in practice, practice, practice. And here's the thing, when you get into the world champs, whether it's the world cricket champion, whether it's the world rugby champion, whether it's the best team in the world for soccer or football, I've got news for you. When you make the cut, the first thing you do is you go onto the field to practice. There's no getting away from it. This is what is known as the fundamentals of faith, the laws of the perfect law of liberty, because you'll never be able to be in perfect place of liberty, freedom, peace, piece of all that God has for you, if you cannot be at a place of continually practicing and practicing and practicing what the message of faith is all about. Because the fundamentals of faith, Jenny touched on that already this morning. It is A, B, and C. Three of them, three fundamentals of faith. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to know this. You don't need to be a TV evangelist or anyone. All you've got to do and understand is you have to, number one, believe the Word of God. You have to, number two, speak the Word of God or say the Word of God. And number three, you have to act on the Word of God. Three fundamentals. Three things that it's all wrapped up in. Believing, speaking, and acting. Moving it in. We can go round and round the mountain. We can talk any great message we ever want, but everything comes back to these three keys in what God is wanting to do by lighting our fire in the next week and 2 weeks. And you watching at home, I want to tell you, you believe in God for a miracle in your finances. You believe in God for a breakthrough in a particular area of your life. You've got to be a believer. But you've got to be a speaker. And you've got to be an actor. You've got to be a doer in what God has for you. Turn with me in your Bibles to Mark chapter 5. I want to read a few verses very quickly. It's a story about a woman. The Bible says, Mark chapter 5, 25, verse 25. And there was a certain woman who had an issue of blood. The Bible says 12 years. She had suffered many things, and many physicians had tried. She had spent all that she had, and she was nothing bettered, but the Bible says she grew worse. Verse 27, and when she heard of Jesus, she came in and pressed behind, and she heard that she came in and pressed behind and touched his garment, and she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I will be whole. I will be whole. Go back to the screen of the title, please. And straight away, the Bible says the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out from him, turned and he said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, you see the multitude thronging about you, and you ask, who touched you? And he looked around about to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had been done for her, came out, fell before him, and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. I want you to see three things very quickly here. Here is a woman. The Bible says her faith made her whole. Her faith made her whole. I want to ask you a question. Why are you still sick? I want to ask you a question. Why are you still poor? I want to ask you a question. Why are you in the position that you are in? Why are you having the problem that you are having? Why are you facing the dilemma of what you are facing? When the Bible says clearly over here, her faith made her whole. When I saw this, it jumped out at me and I began to realize something. There are three basics of faith that are encapsulated in the story. In verse 27, it says the woman, she had heard and believed. In other words, she knew about someone called Jesus. She had heard. She had to have heard the word. She had to have heard the message of faith. Had got to her someone. They did not have Instagram, Twitter, Facebook in those days. The message got to her somehow. She had heard about Jesus and she knew if only inside of her there was a desperation of a belief, and she knew that this is something the Bible says that she chose to believe. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In verse 28, second thing, not only had she believed, but in the second part the Bible says she said it. She spoke it. She said, if. In other words, the words came forth from her mouth. Listen to me, friends. Not only had she just heard, because hearing is not enough, but suddenly she moved into a realm of speaking. I ask you a question today. Are you speaking to your mountain? Are you speaking to your problem? Are you speaking to your circumstance, to your situation? Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You see, what you say is really your faith speaking. So if what comes out of your mouth is not good, it means you're not speaking with faith. Because your mouth is the rudder that is controlling your life in every word that you are speaking. And many of you are in the place where you are, possibly because you've allowed your mouth to be different to what you maybe believe. You can't be all twisted up. This is where the Bible speaks of unity. This is where it speaks of the Trinity. This is where it speaks of the power that will happen when you align yourself, spirit, soul, and body. Your body needs to come in line with the Spirit of God, which is the faith of God inside of you. And when you line up your faith on the inside with a declaration of your faith on the outside, something happens. Because when your faith speaks, Corinthians 4:13 says, now having the same spirit of faith, accordingly as it is written, I believe and therefore I have spoken. We also now believe and therefore we speak. See how basic it is? However, hearing and speaking is not enough. It's still not complete. What's the next step? It's the action. It's got to kick in. The woman, think about it. This woman could have said, well, I believe and I've heard and I know it's true. And I know if I just touch him, just his garment, I'll be whole. But you know what? We got a crowd. There's people all around him. I can't get to him. I'm sorry. Just look at all those people. How am I ever going to get to him? She could have believed. She could have spoken of speak of faith. She could have said, yeah, look at all this mess. I'm weak. I'm bleeding. I'm in trouble. I can't go out there. I'm just skin and bones. Besides all of that, they catch me in public bleeding. I'm in trouble. Real trouble. She could have wrapped everything of her understanding. She could have wrapped it all up in a clarity, in her mind. She could have positioned it all around every single thing inside of her that could have held her back from actually operating and acting in the direction of what she needed to do. But what does she do? She puts everything aside and she decides, where's my helpers? Quickly, come. She puts everything aside. She moves it all aside and she says, no, hold on. I'm not gonna allow myself to be controlled. I'm not going to allow doubt and fear to get into my heart. I'm not going to allow what I'm currently looking at to stop me. Because the problem is what we look at. We look at ourselves internally. We say, look at me. I can't go out in this way. We use the excuse, look. Every time that word comes out of your mouth, it's doubt and fear. Look. We also use a term, well, you know, I don't feel like it. Or look at how I feel. These are terms that we use that break us down. These are terms that hinder us and hold us and keep us from being able to do what God wants us to do. And then we come to a place and we say, well, I can't. Or if you're in America, I can't. I can't do this. I can't ever get rich. I can't get healed. I can't move into this realm. We bring doubt into our own lives. And then we've got this favorite saying, oh yeah, but what if? But what if? You see, this is the problem. Our minds to take us into freedom. Our minds to take us into our breakthrough. Our minds to take us into all that God has. We've got these thoughts that are keeping us from what God has for us. So when we want to get to our victory, we want to move in that direction. But we're looking and looking's trying to get a hold of us. And feelings trying to hold us back and keep us from what God wants to do in our lives. But we want to push on. And I can't do this. I can't get through the crowd. But what if? And everything's trying to keep us. It's trying to hold us back. From our breakthrough, from our miracle, from our blessing of what God has for us. Think about the woman, the issue of blood. Come back. Think about what God is wanting to do in her life. Think about the miracle. She's seen it. She's heard about it. She's spoken it. Now all she has to do is activate it. The problem is, the crowd is in your head. The only place there's confusion, the only place there's turmoil, the only place there's criticism, the only place there's doubt, the only place there's confusion is in your mind. You want to be healed today. You want to be set free today. You want to be delivered today of cancer. You want to be moved into a place of blessing and prosperity. You better stop thinking about what your mind says about the person next to you. Because as long as doubt and fear is getting a hold of your mind, as long as you're looking at your circumstance and the looking is bigger and the looking is more problematic than the belief on the Word of God, you'll never be able to get through. As long as the feeling of sickness, of poverty, of disappointment, as long as the feeling inside of you is bigger than the circumstance of the Word of God, the belief of it, you'll never be able to get through. But there's a wall that has to come down in Jesus' name. As long as you keep saying, I can't. As long as that word is part of your vocabulary, you never will.
As long as you keep declaring, oh yeah, that's the problem. But what if? But what if? No, you'll never get through. But what if? It's about faith arising. It's about coming on the inside of you, a declaration, knowing who you are in God, that you can look to your situation and you can say, by the power of Jesus' name, you can say, I don't care what I feel like, I'm going through. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, no matter what I'm pushing through. And every but what if gets down on its knees. Every but what if gets down. Every I can't gets down. Every what I feel like becomes subject. And every look of devastation around me has no play in my life, because I know who I am in Christ Jesus. And I push through like the woman with the issue of blood. I push through the crowd. I go through the crowd. And that's why there can be a crowd. There can be a crowd. A crowd. There can be a crowd. But with the anointing of God upon you, you push out of the way. The crowd. You push through. You push through the crowd. Because the crowd is nowhere else but in your mind. The crowd is nowhere else but the doubt and fears in your life. I speak to you now in the name of Jesus. I speak to every one of you. I say in the name of Jesus, be set free today. Be delivered today. I speak to you right now. I say, sickness, be gone in Jesus' name. Poverty, be gone in Jesus' name. Deliverance, come now in Jesus' name. And step into what God has for you. Step into everything that He has for you, because today is the day of your victory. Today is the day of your breakthrough. God bless you.